I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Take your mind back to when David Bowie died. While he was alive, we knew he was huge, but with his death, we suddenly saw what he meant to so many, many people. The same goes for the death, the murder of singer Amjad Sabri in Pakistan yesterday. He was on his way to a performance when he was killed by two gunmen. Amjad Sabri was 45 years old. He was known for his performances of qawwali, a form of devotional music closely tied to the Sufi sect of Islam. Ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa, ya Mustafa. The funeral for Amjad Sabri took place today in Karachi. The BBC's Shaima Khalil in Islamabad has been seeing the grief among Pakistanis.
It looked like just tens of thousands of people flooded the streets of Karachi today, expressing everything from shock to deep sadness, grief, and anger at the loss of one of the most famous and beloved singers in Pakistan. You saw men, women, even children, all overcome by emotion. People sharing some of his songs, his qawwals, the Sufi music online, speaking about their memories with him, growing up with his voice, growing up with, you know, the family of the Sabris who've really brought such beautiful, beautiful music to Pakistan.
Who killed him, Shaima? Any claims of responsibility?
Well, we do have reports that a group linked to the Pakistani Taliban have claimed responsibility for the attack. We understand that they said they killed him for blasphemy. Mainly, it's because Sufi music is seen by extremists and Sunni hardliners as heretical. They don't see it as Islamic, and they time and time again have condemned Sufi musicians. And we know that there have been many occasions in which Sufi shrines have actually been attacked. People here are quite angry and frustrated at the government and the security forces. And they're saying, look, you know, why did he have to go that way? And why is it that after every major attack, we hear the exact same thing, but nothing changes?
Well, you noted today on Twitter that Pakistani newspapers have been critical of the government security forces in relation
Indeed.
To this killing. What are those newspapers saying?
I'll give you an example. So this is one from The Nation: terrorists silence a Sufi, Daily Times, the last Sabri silenced. And then from Pakistan Today, it says Amjad Sabri is dead, but so is the NAP. And NAP, it stands for the National Action Plan. And this is the plan that happened after the horrific Peshawar school attack. If you remember, 132 children were massacred at the time, and there was a huge uproar really all over the country. And at that time, the government came out with a number of recommendations vowing that they were going to push back on militants, that they were going to monitor madrasas or seminaries, that they're going to keep all of this in check. But unfortunately, after this attack, we had a number of major attacks, including the blast of Lahore just last Easter. The security forces need to do a lot more to keep safety and security in check.
A beloved singer killed. Many people deeply upset by this. I think of Sufi singers, qawwals, and I think of the late, great Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. I mean, if Amjad Sabri can be killed, how are Sufis in Pakistan feeling generally right now?
That's exactly it. I mean, this is as high profile as you can get as a qawwali singer. And if someone on that caliber, on that level, can be killed in broad daylight the way that he was actually on his way to a performance, many Sufis are saying, well, how safe are we? How safe are our shrines? But actually, it then brings up a bigger question about, you know, minorities in general, not just Sufis, but what about Christians? What about Ahmadis? Remember, this attack came as the latest in a spate of attacks in Karachi. It's a really, really tragic event, but it's not isolated. It comes in a trend of violence that is happening now in Karachi and that is throwing up a number of questions about what the security forces are doing there. Remember that Karachi itself has been under a military operation for a number of years now. The Rangers, or the paramilitary forces, have taken the reins of security there. And while many will tell you that it did curb the militants and push them back, that we still see these criminal acts happening. And unfortunately, a very, very high profile assassination in Amjad Sabri's death.
My BBC colleague, Shaima Khalil in Islamabad, thank you very much for your time today, Shaima.
Thanks for having me.